Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Tell this, but we don't show prep, so he had no idea.
I just barely make it in.
You know, I'm sure you can tell, but we don't show prep.
I mean, let's put the cards down on the table here.
Miami Hurricanes, yeah, you know the name already, it's Mercy, ha ha. It's a six-ring cane show, can't forget the name though. Got Jazz, Blue, Vision, DJ, break the game code. Ain't no changing them, ain't no breaking them. We reporting live from the Hard Rock Stadium. Ball 14 for the orange and green. We see the six-ring champs, it's more than a dream. This is life on the field, beyond 100 yards. A hurricane that's never still put a damage to your squad. The six-ring cane show. The Six Ring Kane Show. Yeah, yeah. The Six Rings Kane Show. You know.
What's wrong with us? Seriously.
What's wrong with us? We're Miami Hurricanes fans.
Welcome to the Six Rings Kane Show, a show dedicated to Miami Hurricane sports, featuring the legendary Larry Bluestein, Jazz Santana, Vish, and Danny Gillette. Let's go, Canes.
Before we kind of get out of here, what are some of the things that you guys want to see? DJ, we'll start with you on this, in the spring game. Hopefully you'll be able to catch it on ESPN. Yeah. I'm sure it'll be on there.
So, oh, yeah.
What are some of the things you want to see in this spring game from Miami?
I want to see Cam Ward. I mean, I've been harping Cam Ward all offseason, and I want to see him play. I want to see what kind of, you know, you talk about dynamic playmaking ability. You know, I want to see what he could bring under center for the offense a little bit. I want to see how the running back room kind of shapes out. And also, like we talked about earlier in the show, you know, can anybody emerge as a number one wide receiver? It's very hard, in my opinion, to gauge a number one wide receiver just based off of a spring game performance. But can anybody really separate themselves from the rest of the pack and at least put together a good showing that they could carry over into fall camp? Because, you know, although spring games aren't the be-all, end-all, they could serve as a catalyst for, you know, better things or, you know, a player, you know, kind of getting on the right track before fall camp starts, and then there's often some carryover. So can any of these wide receivers stand out during the spring game and carry it over into fall camp? That's something I'll be watching for as well.
Vish.
Yeah, I'm looking at just from an offensive standpoint formationally, if we make any, you know, substantive changes the last year. Again, we keep loading up on tight ends, and we basically did not throw to them last year. No, it's so, like, what are we doing? There must be a plan there.
Yeah. I've been wondering the same thing, Vish. I mean,
because we rarely had two on the field. When we did, it was just to run behind them. So, like, you don't bring in this much tight end talent, and we keep doing, like, and today just keep reaching in there. And so I'm interested to see, like, are we gonna, you know, throw more of the tight ends? Are we gonna get more of them on the field somehow? Maybe use them as an H-back more, but again, to throw to them, because using them as last year was pretty much using them as glorified linemen.
Yeah,
and yet we keep bringing more and more in. So there must be a plan there.
If there's anybody that wants to see this come to fruition, it's Danny Gillette.
I can't believe you didn't go there. He left the door open for me to run through.
I did, but at the same time, like, just
DJ doesn't want to get typecast. So
I don't want to get typecast, but I'm sure I already have by some of the viewers. But anyway,
to me, it's the biggest split between the amount of talent we keep targeting a position and the way we're using it, which is
especially with the commitment of you know, Luca Gilbert today. You know, their recruiting pitch must have been pretty solid, or they must have had some sort of plan for him, you know, as it relates to his future in the offense. So there's got to be something coming soon, right?
The recruiting pitches, the tight ends we have are crap. So come on in.
Luke, did they throw to the tight ends this weekend? Did you see them?
A couple times.
Yeah.
Carver's another guy that hasn't done anything.
Yeah, that's another kid that I could probably see moving on.
Yeah, I just don't. Yeah. Arroyo's I just like to see him get back to 80%, you know, because I think he could be really a valuable guy in that offense. Because, again, we talk about this all the time. You look back really at the last two coordinators that they've had in their history with tight ends have been awesome.
Right.
just not here, you know, so yeah, I mean, even again, you look at Lashley, what he's doing at SMU with his tight ends, he's doing pretty good with them. So it's, the thing I'm looking for is for them to use the speed. Let's get Ray Ray. Let's get Chris Johnson. Let's get those kids that got that 4.27, 4.3 speed that are going to ultimately separate, you know, Miami from the rest of the pack. Robbie Washington, you know, get his ass off the shelf. Use him. You know, these guys are here for a reason. And they're ready. You know, I mean, Chris Johnson's ready. I mean, I think he's learned now that he can't bounce everything outside. He's running a little more tackle to tackle, which needs to be. And you know, if you get Ray Ray in space, he's going to abuse the secondary because of his speed, because of his athleticism. He put on a few pounds too, which is good. And then, like I said, Robbie Washington is that ultimate Swiss Army knife. He really is because I know why they use Restrepo on punt returns, because of his ability to catch the ball. But he's averaging like 4 yards a return. You need a dynamic punt returner. And obviously, I mean, kick return wise, I mean, to me, if Robbie Washington and Ray Ray aren't back there, or Chris Johnson, you're wasting those guys. Because figure this, by the time Chris Johnson gets the ball coming out, let's say at the one, by the time anybody's near him, he's up at the 24, 25 already.
Right.
So those things are huge. You know, I mean, I can understand they want to, you know, to hold on to the ball, but got to have more confidence, you know, in other guys to be your punt returner. Because if there's a, you know, a punt, and, you know, I mean, a lot of times last year, I think that Xavier just caught it to catch it. I mean, there was a couple of them that maybe he could have picked it and, you know, maybe moved the right, left, got a seam. But you can't just have negative yards or 2 yards or on a punt return, because they're giving you back the ball, especially if they're punting from their own 12 or 15 and you're getting the ball at the 38, 40, your own 40. Hell, you should be taking that thing across midfield every time. You look at some of the opponents that they play, and they do it. So, you know, I mean, to answer the question, I want to see the speed. I want to see the guys that you got here to turn this program around because of their speed.
Yep. I'm going to go the opposite. I'm going to go the defense. I want to see the linebackers. Who's going to step up at linebacker? Kiko Maunoa is out for this game. Is it going to be Chase Smith in the middle? Is it going to be Popo? Is it going to be Pulliam? Is it going to be the other Washington brother who looks the part?
Wesley, I think, will be
Wesley, the king. Yep. No, of course. Wesley, I'm really intrigued as to see Cam Pruitt. I want to see Cam Pruitt as well. Bobby Pruitt, whatever you want to call him. I want to see the linebackers kind of play. I know what I'm going to get. I don't want to say I know what I'm going to get from the defensive line, but the defensive line is pretty stacked up. They've got a lot of talent up there on the outside and on the inside. So you've got a lot of talent there. So I wouldn't be surprised to see, you know, guys like Josh Horton and Ahmad Moten and those guys kind of step up in the middle. You know what you're going to get with JHH. And you know, some,
but he's
guys.
Been hurt, he gets hurt too much there, Jazz.
Right?
That's a thing, he's consistently banged up, and you can't be that way. You know, I mean, yeah.
Well, that's why I like the depth there. I think the depth is all right. I think they might go after maybe one more guy. They still got Thomas Gore, who did a serviceable job last year also. And you can still kick some guys in like Mesidor, and you can kick Bane in on your rush packages and get some other speed guys outside. So you've got some options there. Jaden Wayne is another one. I know they spoke about him earlier. He's got some good weight on him.
Long kid,
but he's also leaned out and he's gotten a little bit stronger from what I hear. Cole McConathy is another kid, right? So you've got those guys. Is Lightfoot in here? Is Lightfoot here already? I don't think he's here yet, right?
No.
Marquise Lightfoot and Booker Pickett. Those guys I don't think are there yet.
Booker was there, but his dad took him.
Yeah, he hasn't enrolled yet. So obviously those guys, again, they're freshmen. But if you see what they did in those All-Star games, those are some really good freshmen. So for me, it's about the linebackers in the secondary. Who's it going to be back there? Is it Mish Powell and Savion Riley? Is it Jaden Harris? Is it Marquise Williams? Is it, you've got a lot of
he played a lot the other day, did good.
Marquise
played well the other day.
Great, and that's what you want to see with all the talent in the world that he has. I know his big knock has been his weight, but you know what? If he's talented, if he can go out there and produce and be productive, then I'm okay. You know, it is what it is. If he's not going to put on the weight, whatever. I know the biggest thing is, does it transfer to the NFL? I don't care. I want them to be successful here at the U and win here at Miami. So
Front again, seven's got to be solid, Jazz, because that secondary's kind of iffy. So they've got to be solid. I think, like you mentioned, up front they're going to be really good over the next couple of years with all the edge and the DNs that they've gotten. They could be just nasty. Just keep plugging interior kids in every year, getting two marquee interior D tackles. And, cause they certainly have enough, edge and, DNs right now, you know, for the future. Yep. They got a bunch of them. It's just linebacker's not an easy position to fill, but if they, you know, they did that, if they could get a group like they did with, the Quarterman and Pinckney and those guys like that. I mean, they seem to turn the position around for those couple of years. So
yeah, they did.
Just need to get that, that trio.
I didn't even mention the guys that are probably going to start inside of CJ Clark and Marley Cook. I didn't even mention those guys. So the depth is there, I think, at the defensive position.
Well,
so
we'll take it.
I think the linebacker position is going to be the most important there. I think, like you mentioned, Blue, if the front seven is disruptive, it's going to, even though there's lack of depth at the cornerback position, I think it helps them out, right? It gives them an opportunity to play a little tighter and to take more chances.
Little blitz packages and stuff like that that'll, force these guys to throw into a coverage thing. Right. And, as long as you don't – the only guys that'll get around as a mobile quarterback, and thank God the opening game doesn't have a mobile quarterback.
Well, yeah.
Mertz is really good, but he's not a mobile quarterback. But then they won't use Lagway. Lagway will be – if they go 4-6, he'll be in there in the 11th game.
Right.
But once he gets in there, he ain't coming out.
Yeah.
I think Miami's in – they're in good shape, but you're right. Front seven is imperative, and I like Popo played pretty well the other day too, but we knew he would.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
He's a solid player, man. I mean, they're big kids too. They're already 230.
We stood next to him last year in one of the, I think in that. Then we stand next to him in that, whatchamacallit, that day. The
fall game that we went to.
The Paradise game.
Yeah, we might.
Whatever that's.
I don't remember anymore.
Yeah, when they scrimmaged, I saw him during the summer when at a 7-on-7 when he was. Doing the chains or refereeing, and I said, "Damn, he was pretty thick."
That's a big kid. Malik Bryant, another one, right? Malik Bryant, another name.
Oh yeah,
you know. So
Malik is big. He's huge.
He's a big kid. So a lot of talent there. I know some of those.
Wayne's doing very well.
Might not be back, but but a lot of talent there. So we'll see what happens there.
And you know what? And I watched the other day with Jason Taylor, the way he was working with a lot of these kids, and you know, he's relentless in his coaching. You know, if those kids make a mistake, he makes them do it again and again and again. And he's just going on what he was taught, you know? So, right. And he's very competitive.
That's another kid I didn't mention, right? His son.
He's okay. He was there the other day. I did see Joy Taylor. She came.
Yep, she was there. The whole family was there this weekend.
Because it was Jason's wife's birthday or something.
Gotcha. So, I mean, depth is there at the safety position more than the DBs, obviously. So, got to see the DBs perform well. So, we'll see what happens. Saturday, we'll be out there at the scrimmage. Hopefully, we'll have some. I'll have some live updates for you guys on what's going down there. Vish, I know you got a pretty busy week as well with Buckets, with the new head coach for women's basketball. A lot of transfer portal news from what I see. So I know there's some big news.
Buckets will be on Wednesday. We got tomorrow. We got the F1 show and baseball.
Nice.
You got some new.
Melissa's cutting deals on her own now, huh?
she's got a hoodie line. Yeah, check that out. About the fans, she's got her hoodie line out there.
AboutTheFans.com. I've got some gear from them. They're cool people over there. Some big names out in the transfer portal now. That kid Youngblood from USF, and some other guys out there. New head coach Trisha Cullip. There's a lot going on in basketball.
Hoops is busy when your season ends a month before everyone else's. You know, you get to the off-season stuff, so we're there.
The national titles tonight.
just started like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, UConn's up by a few.
Yep. So, what channel is it on?
Whatever I got on.
CBS, maybe? No?
CBS or TBS?
TBS. It's not on CBS.
Oh, it is on TBS. You're right. I'm here looking at it. Anyways, make sure you check us out. Subscribe to the 5 Reasons Canes podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever it is that you get your podcast. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel as well. It's the 5 Reasons Canes Network. We are on there. Twitter is at 6 Rings Canes. We got a lot of stuff going on this week. Canes related, Formula One, baseball sucks.
But we still got the baseball show, and then the team is at FSU this week.
Don't ever say go Jets again. Fresh. Okay, don't ever say that. We like you. All right, you've got
your. That's something we can all agree on. No go Jets.
Yeah, no go Jets around here. All right. Leave that somewhere else. Hit the like button, Kermit Russell says. Absolutely. Hit the like button. Subscribe. Make sure you watch us here every Monday at 8:30 p.m. Blue.
And next week we'll have the spring game wrap up. So
yeah, we'll do a little bit of a wrap up on Saturday.
And I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of activity in the portal after this last next weekend. So
a lot
going on here. So you want to
stick? I'm sure Blue will have the scoop for that. You'll have the scoop on some of that stuff also, so we'll talk about that and more. Maybe we'll have some.
We didn't even get into the rivals coverage, but we'll do that next week. And
we can talk about it if you want, man. I don't care. The rivals coverage. It was here in Miami, right?
Yeah, it was at the St. Thomas Aquinas, the only rivals stop in Florida, and they had everybody and some really good. The young Campbell kid did real well. 2026 Miami commitment did outstanding. He's going to be a beast. Quarterback play was just really good. And there's a lot of interest from the quarterback that I mentioned before from Sanford Seminole and
Clayton.
Oh yeah. A lot. He spent a lot of time, cause I'm pretty close with his dad. Right. And they love Dawson. They love.
No kidding.
Kid was MVP. Kid was MVP yesterday. He and the kid that's going to Penn State from Miami Central.
Paul Becker Kritza.
Kritza he doesn't weigh 140 pounds, I swear. It's like 6'5", 140. But wow. He throws the ball real well. He did well. Zach Katz, the young kid that's at Chaminade now, who I'll tell you what, if he could commit to Miami now, he'd do it.
He would, right.
So, and that's a 17 kid. So as long as you keep these guys in your corner, running back-wise, got a chance to see a couple of the kids that look pretty good. I'll tell you, the guy that's gaining a lot of momentum now is the kid from Chaminade, Derek Cooper, who came from he was MVP. He's been an MVP everything. Hasn't played a game.
He's a running back, right?
He's a running back, but he's also right now he's 6'1.5". So that's a high target for a running back. He's like Eddie George and Eric Dickerson type of guy. Two kind of big. They had really good linemen. Their offensive linemen were good. What's the name was at Miami camp the other day? He was there because of the camp. So yeah. No, it was good. Good talent. Good secondary guys. It was 480 kids.
Wow.
810 for the 2 days.
Jesus.
Yeah, because the Sunday was invited.
Gotcha.
Saturday, you could just come from sure. Wendy's and go. but that was it. Yeah, it was a quick recap. But as kids come on and Miami offers them, we'll be able to give you a better insight on them from seeing them at that thing. And I know Miami's in on a lot of those guys. Denarius Gray had a great game.
Wide receiver from Chaminade.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Great day. Yeah, he was clearing away the MVP. And then the other kid, Howard, who's another Chaminade kid. And then Chaminade won the MVP with the first three MVPs they awarded, the two receivers and Cooper.
Yeah, it looks like the talent hasn't really fallen off there. It looks like they're going to be
and Zach Katz too. So.
And Zach, right, and now they get Zach Katz. So,
and then they just got J-Rock Lopez, the other sophomore kid from True North. Who,
I think the kid I'm interested in seeing is Yose Epinesa.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Obviously the younger brother. What is it, AJ Epinesa?
Yeah.
He's supposed to be one of the best defensive linemen in the country in 25. So that's a kid that Miami's really, really going after pretty hard. And I know he likes Miami as well. So that would be a nice opportunity, a nice pick up there for the Canes also. So we'll see. We got a lot of that and more coming up soon. But make sure that you guys, like I said, follow us on Twitter at Six Rings Canes, and of course on all your Apple podcasts. And right here on YouTube, Five Reasons Canes Network on YouTube. subscribe, hit the like button. Make sure you check us out. We'll see you guys next Monday, and make sure you watch the rest of the shows this week. We'll see you guys soon.
Yep.
The Six Ring Kane Show. Yeah. The Six Ring Kane Show. Yeah. The Six Rings Kane Show. You know.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.